Let's go to South Africa and the general election there. It's 30 years now since South Africans cast their ballots in the country's first free and fair elections after decades of apartheid. Nelson Mandela's African National Congress won that election and every one since, but their majority is in doubt this time. John Robbie used to play rugby for Ireland many years ago. He's been a journalist and radio host in South Africa for a lot longer now. He's been telling us why elections are special in South Africa.
Well, I think it's because for so long there were no democratic elections, Gavin. And as I used to say on my morning show, I used to say, just remember when you're deciding whether to go and stand in a queue and vote that many, many people died so we can have the vote in this country. So never, never take it lightly. And even though there's been a lot of disappointments recently in the way South Africa has been going, and you know, we can talk about that. I think that when elections come round, they're very, very special. I was out there early this morning in my local area with my wife, and that buzz is there, particularly amongst older people, I think, who can remember those fabulous days going back to 94, and it brings the memories back, and as I say, very, very special, and long may it continue.
How does this election compare then with that one 30 years ago?
Well, I mean, nothing will ever compare totally with it. I mean, I'm sure you remember the views from the helicopters. They didn't have drones in those days, of these snaking queues and people queuing for hours and hours and hours, but nobody minded. And of course, there was the sight of the great man Nelson Mandela casting his vote, having been in prison for 27 years along with his comrades. And when he actually cast that vote, I mean, it was just so emotional. So I don't think anything will ever compare with that. And there was also, of course, glitches left, right and centre. And there was questions about whether there would be violence from the right wing, the sort of reactionaries in the country. And there wasn't. And it was marvellous. And it was, you know, even talking to you now, I've got goose pimples on my arms. But there's a spirit of that. Every time the election comes up, you get a sense of that spirit. And it comes through, and people are chatting to each other, and there's great fun in the election queues. And of course, this one is slightly different because the ANC has ruled supreme, has had an overall majority in every election. But this time it looks like they might not get that majority, which means possible coalitions, which means a lot of excitement.
Why? Why are they in trouble?
Well, because the country's in trouble. And, you know, you can keep on about the evils of apartheid, and apartheid was evil. And there are still effects of it today, where people live, for example, the distances people travel, the education standards of people, you know, those have been affected and are affected by apartheid. But, you know, when you've been in control of a country for 30 years, and the electricity is in a shambles, and the trains are in a shambles, and there's crime everywhere, and we see the ports not working, and the next crisis is water. The health is bad. The education is bad. You see people begging on street corners, and yet you see politicians high on the hog, living the good life. We've seen corruption scandals. We've seen state capture, they call it here, by the same ANC party. Well, it's not, it's understandable that people are fed up. They're fed up with it. But the question is, will they put their vote somewhere else, or will they spoil their vote or not come out to vote? But the ANC is a redemptive party. They'll certainly win the election. I don't think they're going to get that 50%. And then, as I say, it depends on who they decide to go in with in a coalition. That's the real question.
And what are the options for them, whether it be Cyril Ramaphosa who leads them into a next government? Because the options to both the left and the right of them are very different.
If the ANC gets close to 50%, there are lots of rats and mice parties, you know, single people parties. There's dozens and dozens of parties that have sprung up. And for the first time, individuals can stand in the election as long as they get certain qualifications and so on. So if the ANC gets nearly 50%, it might be able to gather the rats and mice, so to speak, and therefore rule. I think it's unlikely. Then the question is, do they go in with the DA, which is seen as a white party, but that's not accurate. Their homeland, if you like, they run the Western Cape, Cape Town, and things undoubtedly are run better there than the rest of the country. But the ANC has sort of constantly said, if you vote for the DA, you're bringing back apartheid. They don't like black people, etc. And this is the level of some of the electioneering. Then you've also got the EFF, Julius Malema, this young firebrand, who are a far left party, and those are the two big questions. The real spanner in the works is this dreadful ex-president we have, Jacob Zuma. And he's coming with this new party, this MK party, and their polls are suggesting he could bring in 10% of the vote. The question is, does he take that off the ANC? Does he take that off the EFF? Where does it go? So there's all sorts of questions coming through, but the big question is, how close to the 50% will the ANC get? If they don't get close, will they go in with the DA or the EFF?
That's John Robbie speaking to us from South Africa.